This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Much has been said and written about the Iran deal. It has been called the deal of the century, an historic deal, a deal which will bring about peace in the Middle East. Much information, much disinformation has been disseminated, but there's a lot of things which they don't want you to know. And in this program today, I will be talking about things which the government, governmental officials, and others don't want the American people to know. Now, we got to understand, this deal shows that this is not God's world. This deal shows that Satan is the ruler of this world, and he is looking for instruments, pawns in his hands, who can do his bidding. Now, of course, God allows it. God has a plan as well. He wants to bring about the soon coming return of Jesus Christ, and so prophetic events will have to take place first. But Satan's goal is a goal of destruction of mankind. And let me just tell you, my friends, this deal is part of his game plan. Somebody wrote me and asked me whether I couldn't do a program on the Iran deal. He said, when I read about it, I had tears in my eyes because I realized the absolute inevitable downfall of the United States of America. And unfortunately, I have to agree with that because this is another piece of the puzzle showing how this country is going down. Now, let me just first of all take you back and talk a little bit about some articles which were published in the middle of this month of July, introducing you to this deal. Here's an article by Reuters. It says on July 14, the sealing of a nuclear pact with Iran marks the biggest foreign policy gamble of Barack Obama. It goes on to say it may very well backfire. Many fear that even if Iran does not covertly work toward a bomb, it would remain a nuclear weapons threshold state, able to raise a head once restrictions on its uranium enrichment activities begin expiring. And then it says that this would mean that a future U.S. administration will be faced with a decision whether or not to go to war. The Telegraph, a British paper, wrote on July 14, you only had to look at the beaming smiles on the faces of the Iranian negotiation team to see who had emerged as the undisputed winners. The outcome surpassed even their wildest expectations. It goes on to say that Mr. Obama might have convinced himself that the deal cuts off all of Iran's pathways to nuclear weapons, but that is certainly not how the deal will be viewed by those who have more intimate knowledge of the Iranian regime, devious tactics such as the Saudis and the Gulf states. In other words, the paper is saying Mr. Obama doesn't know what he's talking about. It goes on to say, if Mr. Obama really believes his historic deal is going to bring peace to the region, then he needs to think again. Of course, everybody in his right mind would know that that deal is not helping bringing about peace. Not at all. The Associated Press wrote on July 14, Obama threatened to veto any resolutions from Congress seeking to undermine the deal, meaning opponents would have to muster a two-thirds majority in Congress to override the veto. That would require dozens of Democrats to vote against the president, which appears unlikely. I would say that appears next to impossible. But it goes on to say, and even if opponents are successful, Obama could use his presidential powers to offer substantial sanctions relief on his own. My friends, can't we see how this deal contributes to the absolute downfall of the United States of America, which got nothing out of this deal? Now, the other powers, they also voted for it, but they had selfish economic interests. America got nothing out of it. Less than nothing. On July 26, CNN wrote this. President Barack Obama is marching Israelis to the door of the oven. By agreeing to the Iran nuclear deal, Mike Huckabee said Sunday. This president's foreign policy is the most feckless in American history. It is so naive that he would trust the Iranians. By doing so, he will take the Israelis and march them out to the door of the oven, Huckabee said. He continued, "This is the most idiotic thing, this Iran deal. It should be rejected by both Democrats and Republicans in Congress and by the American people. I read the whole deal. We gave away the whole store. It's got to be stopped." But as we have just seen, how can it be stopped? It's a done deal. There is nothing, some papers have said, which are against that deal, which can be done. The New York Post wrote on July 24, Secretary of State John Kerry had an intensive exchange when he tried to sell the Iran nuclear deal to skeptical Jewish leaders in New York on Friday. At the Council of Foreign Relations, Kerry said Israel would get the blame if Congress votes down the nuclear deal. That line of argument didn't go over well with the Jewish leaders. Well, I guess not. Here, not only is America striking a deal with Iran, they are antagonizing the Jewish state more and more in the process. The Weekly Standard wrote on July 29, Secretary of State John Kerry testified on Capitol Hill today, the U.S. government will not be revealing the contents of secret deals with Iran to the American people. Senator Tom Cotton wanted to know why it cannot be made public. I'd like to stick with you, Secretary Kerry, Cotton said. Why can't we confirm or deny the content of these agreements in public? Why is it classified? It's not a sensitive U.S. government document. He goes on to say, so the Ayatollahs will know what they agreed to, but not the American people. Papers have said that there are 17 or 18 secret deals running parallel to the quote-unquote official deal, which you will never hear about. What is being hidden here? Obviously, something is. There is no question about it. FreeBacon.com wrote on July 30, senior Iranian officials are accusing the Obama administration of lying about the details of the recent nuclear accord in order to soothe fears among U.S. lawmakers and Americans about the implications of the deal, which will release billions of dollars to the Islamic Republic while temporarily freezing its nuclear program. Iranian officials scoffed and said that the Obama administration is misleading the public in order to sell the deal. Now, these are terrible developments. Incredible developments of a governmental leadership which is selling out American interests. For what reason? For a legacy. That, oh, here is Mr. Obama who has brought about a deal with Iran. Now, Breitbart wrote on July 17 about 7 facts you need to know. It says in this article, as Iran and President Barack Obama cheer and champion their controversial nuclear deal, critics are roundly condemning the deal as a historic and catastrophic agreement that will strengthen Iran and imperil national security for America and its allies. Here, then, are 7 facts about Obama's proposed Iran nuclear deal Americans should know. 1. U.S. nuclear inspectors are banned from inspecting Iran's nuclear sites, something the News of Israel, the Times of Israel, just has also reported, saying that the Ayatollah and other Iranian leaders have said America and Canada will not gain access to Iran to find out what's going on with their nuclear sites. Only those countries which are friendly towards them are, quote-unquote, allowed to do so. 2. Obama's Iran nuclear deal lifts economic sanctions that could boost Iran's economy with $150 billion in revenue. That was reported by the Washington Post. 3. The Obama administration admits that we should expect Iran will spend some of the $150 billion in revenues Obama's deal gives them on their military and possibly terrorism. That's something Wolf Blitzer reported in an interview with Obama's National Security Advisor, Susan Rice. Four, on the very week Obama brokered his Iran nuclear deal, large crowds across Iran could be heard chanting "Death to America," and Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei declared "Death to America" just months ago. Even the left liberal Huffington Post reported that. Five, Obama's Iran nuclear deal does not require Iran to release any American prisoners. Now, Mr. Kerry said, oh, they have been trying in this deal to get to that, but they couldn't. They couldn't. Six, Obama's deal allows Russia and China to supply Iran with weapons. And seven, 77% of Americans oppose Obama's lifting of sanctions against Iran. But as we have seen, he can do it and he will do it because he has nothing to lose. He can run for president or the presidency again. You see, this is horrible. These developments show how much America has lost. Has lost in prestige, has lost in security, has lost in influence, has become a laughingstock around the world. My friends, the Bible has prophesied that this is going to happen. Now, there's nothing you individually can do about these things except to realize what kind of a world we are living in, that you have to come out of it, that you have to submit to God, that you have to look at God as your protector. We have prepared a free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, which tells you from the pages of the Bible what is going to happen. The prophecies are clear. At the same time, theoretical knowledge isn't going to help you at all. You have to do something with the knowledge you receive. And this booklet also shows you what you can do individually to become protected, to come under the wings of the God Almighty of the Bible, so that you don't have to go through these terrible times, which are going to happen, because I'm telling you right now with the authority of Jesus Christ, America is going to be defeated in a world war in the not-too-distant future. You need to know these things. You need to submit to God. You need to get His protection so that you don't have to become a part of these terrible disasters which are clearly prophesied. So please do yourself a favor and ask for your free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, and you will not regret that you have done so and that you have prayerfully read it in conjunction with the pages of your Bible. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.